Pennsylvania's state budget passed on Sunday with overwhelming bipartisan support, but two local Senate Democrats voted against it. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slochansky has more.
Nikhil Saval of Philadelphia and Katie Muth of Chester County represent the progressive wing of the party and express dissatisfaction that the spending plan doesn't do enough for what they say are critical issues. During the signing ceremony, Governor Josh Shapiro called it the result of a compromise, but Saval sees it differently.
It's not that it's the result of major compromises. It seems to be the result of avoiding major policy issues.
Those issues include affordable housing, public transportation, and rising energy costs related to the increase in data centers. Muth said that lawmakers could have raised revenues by closing the Delaware corporate tax loophole, regulating skill games, and legalizing recreational cannabis.
I voted no in that this budget is really, you know, a Rob Peter to pay Paul budget.
Saval and Muth, however, applauded the increase in education funding and a landmark pension COLA increase for more than 80,000 retired public school teachers, state workers, municipal police officers, and firefighters. Carmen Russell-Slochansky, WHYY News.